Welcome into Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker Campbell, coming to you inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas, and always ready to deliver the biggest and best in sports. In fact, tonight we've got a very special show. I had a chance earlier in the week to head up to Dallas. I had a sit-down exclusive interview with Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle. And with more than 1 week away remaining until the NBA postseason gets underway, every game, every outing has special meaning and can impact the standings. So tonight we are going to kick things off by heading to New York. We're going to visit with longtime NBA columnist Mitch Lawrence, who you can check out at NBCNewYork.com, also Forbes.com, and NBA Sirius Radio. He is the triple threat. Good evening, Mitch. It's nice to have you with us at YSR.
Well, thanks for having me on. How are you?
I'm doing great. It is Friday night, and so we are anxious to get your thoughts on the playoff picture and dissect the remaining schedules. But first and foremost, let's highlight one of your most recent posts, because good news for the Indiana Pacers and the NBA with the return of Paul George after he suffered that horrific broken leg last August by playing for Team USA. And I know that one of the themes this year in the NBA has been the injury crisis all season long. Do you think he made the right decision by coming back?
Yeah, I think he did, and I think the Pacers did too, Elissa, because, you know, he was ready to come back. He had proven in practice that he wasn't limping around, and then that leg was sufficiently healed. Of course, he had a second procedure, which nobody really talked about, but the Pacers revealed that he did in October. That apparently helped the healing. Let's hope, obviously, it served its purpose. And, I think it's important for him from a mental standpoint to play the remaining regular season games of this season, and then we'll see if the Pacers make the playoffs. Even if they don't, I think it's good for him to come back, get the last few remaining games under his belt, and then he'll be all set to go next season.
Absolutely, Mitch. It is great to see Paul George back. And got to ask you this. I mean, what kind of impact can he have with just 1 week of the regular season left?
Well, I think he can have a lot of impact for Indiana because, obviously, he's one of the top players. Now, he's not going to be physically in the greatest of shape, conditioning-wise and everything, but in terms of his skills, in terms of the pressure he puts on the, you know, the opposing court at both ends, I can think he could actually boost Indiana here and help them. He's a top player. He'll be held back. Obviously, he hasn't played in a long, long time. But it's one of those things where just his presence on the court, I think, would help quite a bit.
You know, my takeaways from reading through your article was I got a sense that Paul George, that he really wanted to accelerate his return. He wanted to come back sooner.
Well, yeah, like a lot of guys, you know, who are out for long periods. We've seen it before with guys like Kobe Bryant and other players who have been injured, The elite players and all players. These are guys who sometimes try to really push the envelope in terms of that. But Larry Bird and the Pacer people were very, very aware of what Paul needed to be when he came back. You know, doctors at one point said he was ready to play, but what the Pacers saw on the practice court was he was still favoring that right leg a little bit until he proved to them in full contact practices that he was definitely ready for a game situation. They weren't going to let him back on the court. But I think it's natural for an athlete, especially Paul. He's a young guy. He's still learning a lot about the ropes. This is his first real major injury, Lisa. This is the type of thing which they had to be careful with him about and basically hold him back when he wanted to come back.
Well, and you have to think about, too, just mentally. I mean, this really has to give him a boost in terms of his psyche. I mean, the season's almost over, okay? We don't know for sure if the Pacers are going to make the playoffs, but, you know, you want to go into a next year knowing at least, hey, you got some reps in and you feel good about yourself.
No question. You raise a great point. I mean, it'd be something if he couldn't play and he had all summer with that still on his mind, and that would rest heavy on his mind, as you know, would sit heavy there.
Yeah.
But now he knows by coming back and playing, and, you know, we don't know what he's going to do in the last few games, but being out on the court, let's say he is successful, and okay, he has some setbacks here and there in terms of just his play, I think that's still a major hurdle that he's cleared, and they won't have to clear that next season. He'll be ready to go.
Okay, so let's talk some hypotheticals. The Pacers say they do make the playoffs. What would his return mean for the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Well, I'll tell you what, whoever plays Indiana, that would be they'd kind of be a pain in the neck because you have an experienced team of guys who have been to a couple of Eastern Conference finals in a row, guys like not just Paul George, but George Hill and David West and Roy Hibbert. You have a good coach in Frank Vogel, who's done an outstanding job this year. I think that would set them up to be a tough out. I think to give anybody, whether, you know, wherever they finish, whether they have to face, let's say, an Atlanta or Cleveland Cavaliers, I think that is a team you do not want to play because of their playoff hardened. They've been through a lot of battles, and those guys know what it takes to win. I still think that they're, you know, it would be a big upset if they got out of the first round, but you don't want to see them if you're playing in the playoffs in the East.
You're listening to the voice of Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist, now writing for NBCNewYork.com and also Forbes.com. And speaking of injuries that have taken place throughout the course of the NBA season, we talk about Paul George, you know, leading into the season, but what about Derrick Rose? I mean, do you ever anticipate that he will return to that MVP caliber type of player?
You know what? I hope he does, and I think we all hope he does, but I just don't think I see it at this point. He's going to have to kind of change the way he plays and go back to what he was, at least try to be in terms of the attacking player. Before he got hurt here, when he came back from his most recent knee injury, or the previous one, I should say, you know, he was shooting a lot of three-point shots, much more of a perimeter game. Not at all attacking, being very, very reticent about going to the basket. He needs to get kind of back to that Derrick Rose because he's not a very good outside shooter. Even though he puts up a lot of three-point shots, he shoots less than 30%. And effectiveness-wise, I think that's what the player will have to be, returning to that old Derrick Rose. Now, whether he can do that or not and sustain it, that's the big question. I just happen to think after this many knee operations and surgeries, Alyssa, yeah, I don't think he'll be able to be the player he once was.
Okay, let's reflect back on Wednesday night. Your impressions of his return in that game against Orlando after a 20-game absence.
Yeah, you know, it was tough because they lost a brutal game to a bad team. They shouldn't be at this stage of the year. Look, he was shaky, you know, at points. He came out and made some shots. He seemed to play well at first, and then as the game went on, his play suffered. He played less than 20 minutes. He didn't play less, 17 minutes of the game. And his three-point shooting and his perimeter shooting were just not there. High turnovers, a game you kind of expect there'd be struggles. He's playing with some players on the court, Mirotić, who he's new to, who hasn't played with much. So you kind of expect that. It was just one of those things where it was good to see his get his feet wet here and then move on from there.
Much more NBA talk coming your way right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show, as we are visiting with Mitch Lawrence, longtime NBA columnist. We're going to step aside. We will be right back.